Okay, as I was just explaining, and that suddenly has decided to come up all right, okay. As of Tuesday night, anything that was sent to me with an attachment, the attachment was not coming through. If it was sent from BCC. If it was sent from any place else, the attachment came through just fine. But if it was sent from BCC, the attachment was not coming through. And so I called them and asked, it's coming through as windmail.dat. And I went back and forth with a few people trying to figure out what was going on. The conclusion is that if you send me stuff from anybody other than Outlook through BCC, it comes through just fine. But when it comes from Outlook BCC, it's not coming fine. It's coming as windmail.bat. Now, I read actually about a converter and I didn't try it, but apparently they tried the converter, and apparently if I run it through the converter, it will come up all right. I'm not real interested in doing that, so I'd rather have you send me stuff from someplace other than Bristol Outlook, and that just makes the life easier. And they're going to look into why that is happening, and hopefully, but right now, anything that is sent from Bristol Outlook is a problem. Okay. And I think most of the people that I've got it from, I've emailed them back and asked them to send it from someplace else. And then I said the other alternative is to put something up on CIS Web and send me the address. Okay, and I can download it from there. And you can zip things and put it up there if you've got a bunch of things. And we will try to figure out what's going on. Okay. We started looking at curses. And I don't think I actually put it on the week of thing. I will do that. For some reason, I just didn't. So we were looking at curses. And we went through, I think, almost everything in this handout. We just missed the very last thing, which is not terribly exciting anyway. Okay. The very last example on that curses one, it uses something that I honestly haven't found terribly useful, but it hasn't. So in this one, I said declare, and then I said the cursor is donor cursor, and I'm declaring the donor cursor as name, year, goal, state, and then row ID. And row ID is something that I don't have on that file, but it is what Oracle uses to be able to do some of its behind-the-scenes work. So I'm saying go into the table, select the name, year, goal, state, and row ID from donor. And then I set it up and said, okay, the donor cursor row type, so that's basically referring to a row, I'm going to call donor rec. So I'm calling the donor rec each row. So each row is being named the donor rec. Okay, so again, there's three or four things I have to do when I'm using a cursor. I have to declare the cursor. I have to open it. I have to access it with fetch, and I have to close it. And this is all those things. And again, what a cursor is I am just putting a collection of the data from the file in memory so that I can process it one record at a time. Okay. So I come down here and I open it and I say, fetch the donor cursor into donor rec. Okay, so donor rec is where I'm holding it. And I say, while the donor cursor is found, and all I did in this one was put on a line. And then I said insert into table that I call Donor Pot Grow Idea. And the values I'm putting in there are, now I go up here to Donor Rec and say DonorRec.name. So I'm specifically referring to the fields, but I have to put the Donor Rec in front of it because the Donor Rec is the name of each record. And for some reason, they require that I write it as DonorRec.name, DonorRec.yearGoal. Okay? And so I'm putting in the values of the name, year goal, state, and the row ID. And if I run this, you can see that I get this is the row ID. Okay, this is something that Oracle did, and you can see the only thing that's unique is that row number that's each track of the row number. The rest is its magic that it's done behind the scenes so that it can keep track of stuff. I don't think this is terribly useful, this row type thing, but it's kind of there because it's something else that it gives you access to, but as I said, I, you know, in work that I've done, I've never used that. I've always used the other stuff that we've talked about before. So I'm just kind of presenting this, going to leave it alone and move on to what I consider more valuable information. Questions? The next handout, which is example one with curses, and this one I want to spend quite a while on. There's a fairly reasonably good explanation up there that you should read when you're going through this. Okay, so I set up a table that I'm going to be using, and I called it Cot Info. And I put in it a drive number, a drive name, and a cot amount. Okay, so that's a table that I'm setting up. If you look at the example down here, I'm going to insert into that table. So I set up the table because I'm inserting into that table. Okay, so I just got that table set up. Now I am going to be using two cursors, okay? I've got the drive cursor and I've got the donation cursor. So I've got two cursors going on and I am going to relate these. Okay, so what I want to do is if you look at the output that I'm producing, there it is, okay. There's two pieces of output that I'm producing. This output here comes from the DBMS line. And so it's just kind of showing me my progress as I go through. And I'm putting that out to show the progress. This is Cot Info. And this is my output that I really produced. So that's called Cot Info, okay? What I wanted to do was I wanted to get the total amount for each of the drives. So drive 100 has a total of 105. And if you look up here, you can see I processed four records to get to 105. So there were four records. And if you look down here, here are the four records. There's one, two, three, four. So those are the four records. And if you look at them, the first one was 25. The next one was 20, so it went up to 45. The next one was 10, so it went to 55. And the last one was 50, so it went to 105. Okay? So this is actually the input that is coming in. And then the 200s there was a 40 and a 35, and so the 40 and 35 made 75. 40 and then 35 made 75. The next one had 300, which was a 10 and another 10, so it went up to 20. And then the halfway on the drive, there was a fourth drive, but there were no contributions to it. So the fourth drive came out as a zero because there were no donations from it. But if, and I guess I didn't show the drive file, but the drive file had four drives in it, 100, 200, 300, 400. There were no donations to the 400, and so it came out as zero. So those are the ones that I have.
So I am setting up here. A drive number, a drive cursor rather. Okay, so I'm setting up a drive cursor that has the drive number, the drive name.
Okay, so those are the two things that come from the drive cursor. Then I've got a donation cursor that just is bringing up the contribution amount. Okay, so first of all, the drive cursor and the donation cursor, I put them both in order by drive number so that I was had the files in the same order. Okay, the drive is coming in 100, 200, 300, 400. The donations is going to come through with all the 100s grouped, and then the 200s, and then the 300s, because I'm ordering it by drive number. Now, here I'm saying select the contribution amount from donation, where the B drive number, okay, equals drive number. So I am looking for the drive number on the donation table to equal what is in the drive number. Okay. So I'm looking for those to match.
So I am starting out and I read the drive cursor. Okay? So I'm saying read the drive cursor. So that is going to fill, I'm getting in the drive numbers and the drive names. So that's going to end up with, when I read the drive cursor, I've got 100, 200, 300, and 400, and whatever name comes on each one of these. Okay, and I don't remember the names, but I'm getting the names. So I said, open the drive cursor. So that gets me all of that information. Okay, in the cursor. It's not in my V slots yet. That will happen with the fetch. But it's now in the cursor. Okay. So then I said, okay, open the drive cursor, as I said, and that takes and follows that and gets those in memory. And then I said, okay, now fetch the drive cursor, so that means get the 100 record, and put the drive number 100 up there into V drive number, and the drive name, whatever it is, into V drive name. Okay, so I've now filled those two. Now I'm saying exit when drive cursor is not found. Okay. And again, I'm not terribly partial to this. There's an example that's coming up where I did the while loop on this. But I did it with the exit on this one. So exit when the drive cursor is not found. Okay, then I said, okay, if the donation cursor is open, then close it. And that's an end if. This is being paranoid more than anything else. Okay, I want to make sure that the donation cursor isn't open because my logic wants me to open it fresh.
So I put that in there. If I coded it right, I shouldn't have to have that. As I said, I'm probably being paranoid more than anything else to have that if statement there. So I'm saying if the donation cursor is open, then close it. And yes. Okay, so now I'm opening the donation cursor. Okay, what I did when I did this fetch is I put the 100 up there in the drive number. So now when I open the donation cursor, it is going to select the cont amount from donation where the fee drive number, which is 100, equals the drive number. So it's going to go and get in the drive, in the donation cursor, it is going to get those four records, okay, that I have in there. There's going to be four records that have a contribution amount. Does somebody want to look over and tell me what the contributions, if you scroll back up, tell me what the contribution amounts were on the first four? Actually, I can do that now. That's the one thing that's better about this. I can scroll up and I don't lose. Or scroll down in this case, and I don't lose. So I'm getting the first one is 25, then the next one is 20, the next one is 10, and the next one is 50. So that's what's coming into the cursor there. Okay, I just picked up the four that were 100. That is the nice part about this, is I can keep the ink and scroll back and forth. So when I went and said open the donation cursor, it went and got the contribution amount from donation, where the drive number is equal to fee drive number, which is now 100. Okay, so it went and it got those four records. So now I've got those four records, and I come down here and I say fetch donation cursor into B cont amount. So it takes that, and B cont amount now will have the 25 in it, because that's the first one. Okay. Exit when donation cursor not found. So after it's processed the four, it's going to exit. And then I said, okay, I'm sorry, I skipped one thing. Set B token amount equal to zero. So I'm setting that equal to zero. Then I get into the loop and I fetched. Okay, I forgot to set that zero. Exit when donation cursor not found. Now take and add 25 to this. So it's now up to 25. Do the DBMS line, which writes out in the first line, said 25. And that's the end of the loop. Okay? So at that point, I loop back. I fetch the second one. So I'm now fetching the second one. Okay? And that's the 20. So the 20 now goes into the B cont amount. Okay. And then I say, okay, add to the total. So I'm now adding, and I'm up to 45 as my total. And then I put out the line, and I loop back. And I fetch the third one. So I now have a 10 in there. Okay, exit when it's not found, add, so I'm now up to 55, and then right out the line, go back, and I fetch the next one, which is 50, so I'm now up to 50, add it, and I'm up to 105, and I write out the DBMS line. Then I drop down, because I'm now at the end of the loop. When I go back and try to do a fetch, okay, I go to the end of the loop, I go back and try to do a fetch. There's nothing more to fetch.
so I exit when the donation cursor is not found. So I'm out of there. I drop down and insert into ConInfo, so I write on ConInfo. The 100, the name, whatever that is, and the total amount, which is 105. So I write that. Then I close the donation cursor, okay? And end this other loop. So I come back up. I need a color. I go back up to here. And then I say, fetch the drive cursor. So the drive cursor is now becoming 200. Okay, so I've now got 200. And let me take a picture of that because I'm going to erase stuff. Okay, so I have now got 200 there. So I fetch the drive cursor and I've got the drive name, whatever that was. Exit when the drive cursor is not found, but it is found. If the donation is open, but I didn't, I closed it. And that's why I said that was more paranoia than anything else. But it's not a bad double check. And so now I've got the 200 and I'm saying open the donation cursor. And so when I open the donation cursor, these are gone and I am going to put in the numbers for 200, which are what? If I go down here, the numbers for 200 appear to be 40 and 35. Okay, so they're 40 and 35. So I'm bringing in the 40 and the 35. So those are now sitting there. And at this point, going to start processing those. Okay. So I am setting, open that, setting total amount equal to zero. I'm doing the fetch into con amount, so I'm getting the 40 in there. Okay. And then I go back and I say exit when the donation cursor is not found. I add to the total, gets me the 40, okay, and then I write out the line, end loop, I go back, I fetch the next one, and that gets me 35 here. When I add it to the total, I'm up to 75, I write that line out, I loop back, I fetch, there's nothing more to fetch, so now I write, I drop out, and I do an insert here, and I get the 200 and the 75. Okay, then I close the donation cursor and go back up, fetch the next drive cursor. So I'm now getting whatever number up here. So I'm now getting the 300, and I go through this all again for the 300. Okay. When I do the 400, notice what happens. When I get the 400 in there, I do the fetch and nothing is fetched. So exit when donation cursor not found, I just leave. I drop down and I write out the 400 and the total amount is zero because I set it to zero prior to going into the inner loop. And so that gets me the 400 zero. Yes, no, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. Then what I want you to do is write this for the one I put up on, just because I really think curses are important, and I want to make sure that
I should have taken a picture of this. Wait a minute. Okay. And now I can get rid of the ink. Okay, so what I said was here, in class, we'll start a cursor program. I want you to write a script that will handle the inventory table and the department table that goes with it. And so you may have to do a quick creation of the inventory table if you haven't created it already. And anyway, the script should accumulate the on-hand for departments and write to a new table where you store the department number, the department name, and the total of the on-hand. I want to see the DBMS, and a listing is what is in the table. So basically, you're doing the same thing that I did, but I want you to do it. And if you look at the inventory table, if you go to more on primary and foreign keys, I've got the inventory table. Now you can make, if you don't already have it, you can make a semi-version of it. Just have the item number, the item name, and the on-hand. Okay? And you don't have to have anything else on that table because those are the only things you're using. And then the drive table is one down from it. I mean the department table. If you scroll down just a little, there's the department table. And it has a department, department name, and a manager. And the three records it has on it are shown right there. So I've got BK, SP, and TY. I'm sorry, you need to have department to match too. And I made a mistake. I didn't have a department name, apparently, on that table. When I wrote this, which I did do, I thought I had a department name. We'll look at what I wrote in a minute. Now I'm trying to remember what I wrote. So I guess you forget department name. I'm going to bring it up. So just do it without the department name. I thought I had a department name. But I will bring mine up and then we'll see what I did. I thought I knew what I was doing. I actually did this in putty so I could bring it up. So let me find putty. Does anybody see putty?
Two up from my end.
Huh?
It's two up from us.
There it is. For some reason, I can't spell. Okay, so there's the one that I wrote last night. No, I just wrote out, yeah, I did say V department name. I wonder what I got for a department name. Anyway, don't worry about the department name. Oh, no. I'm just crazy, that's all. The department names on the department tables, duh. Department and department name are on the department table. On hand is on the inventory. Sometimes I shouldn't listen to myself. But there's the program. So anyway, I want you to write that program. And it's very similar to the one I wrote. And then we will look at it. So it's very similar to the model that I gave you. And there's the model I gave you. So the department table is similar to the drive table, why it has the department name there, and the on hand is similar to the con amount, and the on hand is on the inventory table, and I'm making the connection based on the drive number, and now I'm going to make that go away because you're writing that, and this one can stay. So I want you to basically do the same thing that I did here and try to write the program that will do that. And the description of what I want you to write is at the week of. So get to work. And we went through, this is the example that we went through in class. So again, what you need on the two tables is just the information about the department number, the department name, and the on hand. At the next one, I was thinking for a minute that I'd written it the other way with the item number. And when you look at the next table, you need the department. Program. I just use the department and the on hand. So that's what I produced when I did it. I just wrote from the BBMS line the total on hand, and I gave the numbers as they progressed up. And then when I looked at the table, which I've got to remember what I called it, table was called Pat Inven. So that's the outputs that I produced. Uh-huh.
I produce these from the DBMS line. And this is my file, and I put on it the department number, the department name, or the department code and the department name, and the on-hand total. So these top three were BK. Were SP, and the last three were TY.
So that's what I had when I ran it.
Data.
And the other file that I was writing, I called part invent and see what the layout on that was, department name, on hand total. Figure out a way to get that, but I can't. So department was character 2, department name was VerCare 2 for 15, and number I made 7 when I did it.
Well, the part inventory, which is the file I'm creating. Yeah, what?
I don't have those tables, so I'm not going to create.
Okay, well, on the inventory table, the only thing you have to put is the department and the on hand. So you don't have to create those, and I wouldn't bother with those last two records. Those were when I was playing around with them. And on this one, on the department table, all you need is the department code, K, T, Y, and S, P, and a name. And then part in then looks like that. So those are the three tables.
If you don't have the inventory table, then just as I said, make an inventory table that has just the code and the on hand. So there are the codes, BK, 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 TY, 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 SP, SP.
So those are the tables. So
we don't need the item number all
up? No, you can just make the inventory table that has the department code and the on hand. Because when I go in and I am looking in the program,
let me get rid of some of this ink. When I said edit, cursor invent, which is what I call mine, you can see that the department cursor, I only have the department number and the department name. The inventory cursor I only have on hand, but I do have to have the department because I'm using that to link them.
Yeah.
So this one has to have the department and the on hand, and this one has to have the department number and the department name. And I was confusing item number and item name with the department when I was first telling you about it. So anybody that's got the tape at home, please ignore that. Not to anyone. So department, on hand, and department.
Okay. So the inventory, this is the part inventory table. The inventory table that you're working needs to have department and on hand. And the department table, and I actually had called it department, has department and department name. So those are the three tables that are involved.
And if you want to have, okay, DSC, or actually, that's department.
Okay, so Glide has the three departments as BK Books, as Sports, TY Toys. You can make any other names you want to call them, but that's what I had.
And then inventory has to have the same BK, SP, TY
and then the numbers, whatever numbers you want to use, those are the numbers that were on my original paper. But you can add other numbers, just try to make sure that they work. You can go ahead and write the cursor one first, so if you have questions, you just can't test it until you get the tables written. But you can go ahead and write the cursor one so that if you have questions, you can ask it. I know that things aren't due till next Thursday, but I'd really like you to get this written by next Tuesday so we can go over to class. Okay? So get this program done by next Tuesday, please. And then we can go over to class because I think it will help if I move on to more complicated ones. It will help if we've done one.
What program are you
going to do? Go back to my
website. Oh, okay.
But if it's not clearly written up, that's why I went through this. There should be three tables.
You never did it, right?
I don't know if you ever did. I did. But right now, we're talking about three tables. An in-ven table, which has those two pieces of data.
Sure.
A department table that has those two pieces of data. And a part inventory data that has these three pieces of data. And those are the only tables that you need.
So you're, what you're creating now.
That's right. So you're going to leave that one empty. You're not going to put any data in it. The program's going to put the data in it. But the first two, again, I would just put BK and those three records, TY and those three records, SP and those two records. So you'd have a total of eight records, and the department table has a total of three records, and you don't need manager. And the reason you need the specific data is that's what you need for the cursors. Notice there's a one-to-many relationship between these tables.
which is the same with the drive and the donation. I have multiple donations to one drive, so it's a one-to-many relationship. Here I have multiple inventory items for one department, so it's a one-to-many relationship. So basically, the department table is going to have BK books, SK sports, TY toys, and the department table is going to have BK 24, BK 24, BK, I'm sorry, not 24, the second time. So, (coughs) 24, 12, 5, and then, let's see, SP, and it doesn't matter the order because you're going to order them, but this is after you order them, it's going to be in this order. And then TY 5, TY 4, TY 2. So those are basically your tables. And they're linked together based on the department code. If you have the entire invent table, then you can use it. But if you don't, then you can just make a shorthand version of it.